Good morning. I'm Stan. Here's Ann. 570 KLAC, the greatest country hits of all time. It's Ann Murray, just another woman in love. It's 545. Hey, I just got a call from Mary Lou, who calls us every once in a while.
Mary Lou who?
She won a bird on the weekend,
yeah.
A turkey from KLAC. I didn't even know we were giving turkeys away.
We're getting turkeys, too, but they probably didn't tell you that either, did they?
They're what?
We're getting turkeys, too.
What do you mean, we?
Like all of you and me and Rosalie.
Nobody told me that.
Nobody told you that either.
Nobody mentioned a word to me.
Hmm. Well, maybe you're not getting a turkey.
I guess not.
I guess I shouldn't have said anything.
Just better.
I'm sorry. No, nobody's getting turkeys.
No. Maybe I better check the inside of my pay envelope at the end of the month.
If look I make in the box, it might be in
long.
There.
You're serious?
Yeah, I am.
Everybody in the station's getting
turkeys. We're all getting turkeys.
Like from the boss,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Nobody
today.
Said, no, nobody said a word
oh,
to me.
Oh, Stan, I'm sorry.
Mr. Reddy, you getting a turkey?
Yes.
Rosalie, are you getting a turkey?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to straighten this up.
You're not getting a turkey?
Nobody said a word to me about free turkey.
We might have run out.
Yeah.
I'm going to call somebody about this.
You dial that.
I'll do the traffic.
Would you dial that up?
There's a signaler working this morning on the 405.
It's 556 and 578 Classic Country, KLAC. This is Tammy Wynette.
KLAC Los Angeles. Till I can make it on my own, that's Tammy Wynette.
She always claimed that she maintained her license. You know, she used to be a...
Something to fall back on.
Yeah.
A beautician.
That's it. Is that what you call it? A beautician?
That's what you
call
the South, anyway.
Yeah, it depends where you live, I
that's
guess.
That's right.
Yeah. I hate to have to correct you. It's a cosmetologist.
I thought a cosmetologist was a Russian astronaut.
Both of my daughters are cosmetologists.
Well, what's a beautician then?
One can sit down and do it, and the other can stand up.
Just somebody who curls your hair or something.
Yeah, somebody combs out the rats or something.
Yucky.
I'm sorry, Everett, but it says here she was a beautician.
Well, la-di-da, see? That's what I said.
Worked as a beautician in
mm-hmm.
Birmingham in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So she was not a cosmonaut.
A cosmetologist.
No, I'm sorry. Hank Jr. was the first country singer
in space.
Sunny with highs around 611 at 570 KLAC. It's back. We're talking about the Cash for Trash contest now. It's under a new name, Trick or Tabloid, this morning at 720. 570 KLAC, the greatest country hits of all time. It's George Strait, the cowboy, rides away at 6:30. Good morning, KLAC.
Hi, Stan. I sure hope you get a turkey.
Yeah, well, the turkey's another thing. Apparently.
Yes.
Everybody in the station got a memo except me.
You know, I don't think that was meant to be.
Sure it was.
Yeah,
I don't know how these things
I'm not
happen.
Saying anything.
I'm following up on this. This is not over yet. I'll find out why I was snubbed. 6:31. Rosalie, it's got news next.
Yes.
But first, a commuter update. Here's Lisa May.
Okay, on the 405.
570 KLAC, the greatest country hits of all time. It's Billy Dean. 6:45 now at KLAC. Good morning.
This is Joe Beth. You know, I don't know you real well, but I know when I get back from vacation, maybe I don't get to go through all my mail.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a chance your memo's on your desk and you just haven't found it yet?
Well. No, they've taken the desk away, too.
I don't want you to have to admit anything here. It's okay.
I was on vacation for a couple of days, and that's probably...
Right.
You know how it is. You leave for a day, and when you get back,
they
it's like...
They forget about you.
Oh, was it a nice idea?
Yeah, thank you for the thought,
yeah.
Joe Beth. I really appreciate that. And maybe, Joe Beth, along the way, you could just stop by the Vaughn's and pick up a small bird, you know? It's 6:46. Time to check on the freeway.
Okay.
How are we doing, Lisa?
On the 405.
570 Classic Country, KLAC. Reba McEntire for My Broken Heart. I like these things.
What?
We just, Mr. Red brought in. What is that stuff? Here, let me see. This is, Mr. Nature. It's good nuts are good health.
What?
That's what it says.
Good nuts are good health.
Good health. But what are those things?
See,
it says unsalted Aloha mix.
Huh.
And I got a whole bunch of little get things here that come out of the bag. Now, I can recognize some of these things,
mm-hmm.
but there was other objects in there.
Well, I don't
What's
know.
What's this brown-looking thing here, anyway? What is it?
I'd have it's a date.
It's a date?
Date? It is.
That's a date?
I think so.
That looks like something I found on the floor in the garage.
Oh,
stuck under the seat of the chair.
Oh,
well,
he's eating it.
And so you go ahead, and I'm going to just pop through those in here and you do the traffic, okay?
It's not polite to talk with your mouth full.
Sorry.
Okay, on the 55.
Of Southern California.
They like this one in Britain. Hello, here is Dawn Williams in 570 KLAC. There you are. It's Dawn Williams.
570 KLAC, the greatest country hits of all time. And it was the number one all-time record in Great Britain.
Lovely.
Yes. I understand Windsor Castle was on fire this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Prince Charles was there. And I don't think he got injured. But somebody was injured, I guess, and was rather bad fire.
Oh.
Started in one of the bedrooms, I believe.
No, it wasn't.
Brits are, you know. Time for commuter updates.
Thank you, Stan. On the 5 freeway southbound, right at Olympic.
570 Classic Country, KLAC. It's a world without end, a love without end. Amen. George Strait. Before that, Mickey Gilley and True Love Ways. And, of course, the Monday song, we had Corbin and Hannah. So rarely we look and see who sings it.
It's true.
And it's not even called the Monday song.
Somebody on the phone.
We have Joe Cousteau.
Yeah,
Joe Cousteau. We couldn't afford Jacques.
Yeah.
So this is the budget. You see the Buzzards come back to Hinckley, Ohio today, and I think we have... Yeah, Joe.
Greetings, Joe Cousteau.
I know.
I'm calling you from the Sally Orson in the Jack Blind in Hinckley, Ohio.
Oh, good. Oh. Are the buzzards coming?
I'm waiting here patiently for the buzzards to arrive.
Yeah.
They have not arrived as yet.
Oh,
I believe I see them coming overhead now.
Oh, good.
Hmm.
This is such an exciting moment.
Yeah. They are above my head, but this is such an exciting, moving moment. Buzzards fly almost directly overhead. In just a moment, buzzards, there must be 500 buzzards overhead. There we are, just about over in the... And my new white squid jacket.
We'll check back with you later, Joe. Check back
that
later.
That was disgusting.
Guess he didn't expect him to fly directly overhead.
Oh.
And his new suede jacket, too. Huh?
Oh, that'll never come on.
Buzzards are big birds, too, aren't they?
I don't want to hear any more about this.
Want to hear about my rabbit?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm done with the animals.
Do the traffic then, gosh.
We have a single alert that was just canceled.
570 Classic Country, KLAC, the station that brought country to town. We're still playing the greatest country hits of all time. 7:23, and it's time now for radio's most popular contest, Cash for Trash. Chance for you to identify the bogus headline. That is the one we made up apart from the supermarket tabloid headlines. Let's go to the headlines right now. Number one, gal shoots lover during sex when cat jumps on bed. Florida woman claims her false teeth are haunted. They jump off the night table and bite her at night while she's sleeping. Number three, German doctors are experimenting with sing-along surgery.
Oh, I wish that I could hurt that way again.
Number four, Dateline Genoa, New York. Cops gunned down man with 49 frozen cats. 520-KLAC, 977-KLAC. Good morning, KLAC.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
Bobby.
Can you figure out which one of those we made up?
I think perhaps.
Yeah.
It's the lady shooting her lover because of the cat.
Oh, gal shoots lover during sex when cat jumps on bed. Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, KLAC.
See, I'll just go with the doctor.
German doctors are experimenting with sing-along surgery. Oh, I wish that... That's not it. Good morning, KLAC. We're down to, what now?
50 bucks.
Okay.
Hi.
Which one do you think?
I think it's the false teeth in number two.
Yeah, you got it. Congratulations from KLAC. Got 50 bucks, right?
Yeah.
728. 570 KLAC. Good morning. The greatest country hits of all time. It's Eddie Rabin, the Rocky Mountain music song. We're going to be there next month, broadcasting live from the Rocky Mountains from Alberta.
You get a chance to go.
Yeah, that's right. Hear my echo across. Good morning, KLAC.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Okay.
I just heard your contest. I think you're funnier than the devil.
Uh-oh. Rosalie is going to tell us about the news, but first a commuter update. Here's Lisa May.
And there's...
570 KLAC, the greatest country hits of all time. Love that song. It's John Anderson, 1959. Looking at the Daily News USA Weekend section, and it says, the disturbing truth about teen values. You know,
A lot of talk lately about the media and how they're slant on things in politics. Now, I read this article, and to me, after reading it, it's a survey of 126,000 kids, and they speak out on various values that they have. Mm-hmm. And these people who wrote this are so shocked. I didn't find it that shocking.
Well, no, you've got a teen in your own house, so you probably have a pretty good slant.
Well, not just that, but I think that their values pretty well reflect our own. It said, for instance, 3 in 10 would loaf on the job. Is that any surprise?
No.
1 in 4 said if they worked at a restaurant, they'd give away free food to maybe if their friends came in.
That's not a surprise.
That's not a surprise. 2 in 5 would keep extra change, which means, you know, if you turn it around the other way, 3 out of 5 would give the change back.
Yeah, that's not bad.
3 in 10 would cheat in a test. Well, in other words, 7 out of 10 would not. So I sort of believe the glass is half full, not half empty. And the kids said that they believe that family and schools should teach family values.
Hi.
570 KLAC, the greatest country hits of all time. It's Joe Diffie and the songs you care about today, The New Way to Light Up an Old Flame. That's, I guess,
probably what Prince Charles did at Windsor Castle. He lit up an old flame and it just broke away.
KLAC.
Peter Campbell.
Yes, is this Guru?
Many profuse and lavish apologies. I am aware that you were expecting my impending arrival at your studios.
Well, yeah, what's the matter? Where are you?
My singular instrument of transportation, my automobile has ceased its operation at the corner of Balboa and Victory Boulevard in Encino.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to call someone for help?
No. No, Mr. Campbell. Many thanks, but I have summoned Mr. Goodwrench on the telephone.
So what did Mr. Goodwrench say?
Well, I had to reveal and specify what category of automobile I have.
Yeah, so what kind of a car do you have?
I have a Monza.
A Monza?
Yes.
What did Mr. Goodwrench say about your Monza?
Well, I don't comprehend what Mr. Goodwrench said.
No?
He said, why don't you call Mr. Tow Truck?
Why did you get back to us on Monday, say, okay?
Donald, blessings be upon you.
And upon you, too.
It's a hot week of country fun.
Yeah, Elk Ridge Boys. 570 Classic Country, KLAC. Good morning.
We're going to kick ass, take names later, and that's all there is to it. Have a good day.
Listen, I just want to tell you, darling Stan and sweet Mr. Red, you guys are better than sex. You know, I have that smile on my face.